To build a foundation for where we're going today, if you open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4. If you have any problems with the message, take it up with the Lord. He's the one that gave it to me to bring. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 10. The Word of God says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. This word gift comes from the Greek word charisma, spelled C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A, and it means special or spiritual endowment. He is not just speaking about spiritual gifts here. He's speaking about talents and abilities that God has given you. Everything that we have is by the grace of God. He says in that verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So look to the one beside you and say, everyone is gifted. God's speaking to you, and he's speaking to me. So, okay, now we're going to go to Jesus' text in Matthew chapter 6 for the message today. Amen. I truly believe, as a man of God, that the heavenlies are shifting now. I believe there's a revival coming to the body of Christ, and God wants us to get in position. God wants us to be in position. A great move of God can't come if we're out of position, because it would be chaos. And God isn't about confusion. God does things decently, and he does them in order. Amen. So what we're talking about today, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You'll probably hear me say that 10 times today. Amen. But we're looking at Matthew chapter 6, verse number 19. Jesus is speaking. He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or mammonos, or treasures of this world. Amen? So the title of this morning's message is Trusting in Troubled Treasures. We're going to look at the treasure, the trouble, and the trust. Amen? Are you with me? Can we lift our hands in the sanctuary and make a declaration here today? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can have everything God says I can have. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Father, as before and many times, I pray, Father God, get Carl out of the way. Speak to me today, Father God. May the words that proceed from these lips bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father, when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now we're looking at, first we're going to look at treasure. For where your treasure is, verse 21, there will your heart be also. Amen. We know in Jesus, as he's teaching in Matthew 6, he teaches on giving, he teaches on fasting, he teaches on treasures, he teaches on worry. But he ends it up with Matthew 6:33 that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It isn't that God does not want to bless his children, because we are blessed. We walk in the favor of God, but we're blessed to be a blessing. Amen? You know what we're doing? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We are heavenites here on earth. Amen? We're on earth to bring a kingdom together for Christ for eternity. Amen? And all God's saying is every ability, every talent that I have was by the grace of God. Amen? That by his grace. You know, for by grace we're saved by faith, that not of ourselves, not of works, lest any of us should boast. And I'm not saying that these works that we're talking about is going to earn us salvation, but it's a P.S. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Amen? Look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 6. How many know when you bring up the word work, everybody gets sad? Amen? And, you know, nobody wants to really work. Amen? I want you to understand that God has called everyone with a purpose and a plan. And God wants to fulfill his purpose and his plan with us and through us. Amen? Amen? Look with me what Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17. He says, charge them that are rich in the world that they not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, amen, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Look to the neighbor and say, as every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. God's going to get this in our hearts today. Look with me in Revelations when Jesus is at the end of the book in Revelations chapter 3. Jesus is writing a letter to the church of Laodicea. And I want you to get a hold of something. He says in verse 15, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. In other words, they might have had all the faith in the world, but they weren't doing anything with their faith. They may have all the gifts in the world, but their gifts weren't being activated. They weren't on the move. Jesus said this. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory." Amen. So these things, when we're busy for the kingdom of God, it's not a bad thing. Amen. The Bible says, any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. We're to be about the Father's business. Amen. God's called us all to be businessmen, and no matter what realm or no matter what area we're in. You may be a builder, you may be a landscaper, you may be a maintenance man, you may be a technician, you may be a teacher. Whatever gift God's given you, he says, glorify me through that gift. And glorify me and the body of Christ. Amen. We're here to be a blessing to one another. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but God says we're family. And there's so many families that are broken and torn up. God says he wants his family to get along. Amen? Amen? Hey, if we can't get along here, man, it's going to be a long eternity. Amen? Amen? Stop looking at what's wrong with the neighbor. He says, stop looking in the mote in your brother's eye. Pull the plank out of your own. Amen? Hey, God says, hey, we're to be about the Father's business. Amen? In other words, there's treasures. There's treasures in heaven. Amen? I don't know about you, but when I read the Bible, I get excited. I don't have to have everything on this side because I know what I have on the other. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come and get you. For where I am, there you may be also. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but I got some hope. My hope is not in the things that I have in this world. These things can pass away in a moment. The whole systems of this world can change. I'm building my riches in heaven where the moth and rust do not corrupt and don't get eaten away. Amen. We talk about it all the time. Giving it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You can't outgive God. You can't outgive him. He gave you health, wealth, well-being, and he gives you all the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit operating in our lives. Amen. Can I hear? Okay. Well, if I get an amen, I can move on. In other words, if I don't get amen, so be it. That means I haven't got the point across. Secondly, verse number 22 of our text, Matthew 6, 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And he's talking about being single-minded. Single-minded. You know, if you know anybody that's ever had double vision, it's very confusing. And that's what the adversary tries to bring in. He tries to bring in double vision. But God gives us a single light. As we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sin. Amen? We're children of light. We're not children of darkness. We're children of light. We put on the armor of light. Amen. You know, these troubled, God doesn't want us to be troubled. Look with me in Mark chapter 8. Jesus says in Mark 8, verse number 34, he said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and simple generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Amen. You know, in other words, when he tells me to take up my cross, I got to die daily. I don't know about you, but in this world, stuff tries to get on you. We might be a heavenite, but we live in this world. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. That cross is I die daily. I am no longer living, but Christ is living in me. Amen. I've got to go. I've got to take myself to the cross every day, because if I don't take myself to the cross, I'll be operating and flowing in the flesh. How many know that we got a lot of flesh? How many know that this is a battle that we deal with the flesh? Anybody have flesh in here? I guess the Lord's speaking to me. He says in Luke chapter 6, I'm going somewhere. We're going to get somewhere in a second. Luke chapter 6, verse number 46, talks about building the foundation. He says in verse 46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. For whosoever hears and does, hears and does, hears and does. Look, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same to one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We find the treasure, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. We find the trouble when we build on any other foundation other than him. Amen? Our treasure becomes troubled. In other words, when we switch priority. Many, and I tell you, one of the things we do, and it's really difficult, sometimes we put our children before God. Sometimes we put our spouses before God. God first. Seek ye first. God first. Our wife second. Our children now come after that. Our children don't come before our wife or our husband. They follow. Amen. And when you follow the order of God and his word, you'll live in harmony. When you get outside of his word, you're living in discord. You pick up more trouble than you even could imagine. Amen? Why do you think he gave us so many instructions on marriage and households and families? Amen? He wasn't just talking for the sake of talking. Amen. Are you cold? May I get somebody to shut that window over there, please? You cold back there? Okay. Well, we're not jumping around anymore. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I'm going to leave it alone. It was kind of funny, but it wasn't edifying. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Love you, Dusty. Amen. Amen. He's talking about our treasure. He's talking about the trouble. Now let's look at the trust. He says that no man in Matthew 6:24 can serve two masters. You know, in James 1:8, the Word of God says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Here's the problem. Can we just call it like it is? The problem is many are Christians on Sunday, and Monday through Saturday, they're a different personality. The Bible calls that double-mindedness. The Lord says, choose who you serve. That doesn't mean that you're perfect. There's no one in the room that's perfect. We just serve a perfect God. He's got grace. His grace abounds towards you and I. You know, hey, we all got some sort of sin in our lives. I'm not saying that we're serving, but what we're doing is we're pressing in. You know, and life, you only get what you sow to receive. If you want to do something in life, you get out of anything what you put into it. And if you want to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus, you've got to do some sowing. You've got to sow some time in the Word of God. You've got to sow some time in prayer. You've got to sow some time in fellowship. You've got to sow those things so you can reap a harvest. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until He comes and rains all that righteousness upon you. You know, and in other words, I think God's calling us to do something today. God wants us to understand something. If we truly believe that there's a shifting in the heavenlies, that there's a revival that's going to come to this nation, is going to come to this land, and God's going to call back His prodigals and His children that have drifted away, it's going to start with the church. It's going to start with us. How can we call people to do something that we're not doing? Do what I say, but not what I do. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah? Amen. How many want to see a revival in the nation? God is speaking to us today because He's positioning us for what's coming. This is the last thing that I wanted to talk about. Lord, give me something where I can just lift them up, beat them up, lift 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 them up. And sometimes God says you got to take them down till they get to reality so I can lift them up. Unless a seed goes into the ground and dies. God wants to produce something in your life, but you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you're expecting something different. God's not going to change. We need to change. He says, I am God. I do not change. Amen. Look with me in James chapter 4. I'm not yelling at anybody. I just get excited. In James chapter 4, verse number 6, the Word of God says, but He giveth more grace. Therefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So He gives us what to do. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw nigh or near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, we're setting our sight. We're setting our sight. In other words, I don't know about you, but I'm not a very good gardener. But I learned one thing: is if you focus on a line and you start walking to it, you can walk a straight line. But if you start looking to the left or right, your row is going to get crooked. And that's what happens in life. We're wanting to do the things of God. We're wanting to be the man or woman of God that God's called us to. And we're looking, but all of a sudden we look over here. And we look over here. And we look over here. And all of a sudden we got this twisted row. Amen? In other words, God's given us an order of things. And what he is saying to us today, he says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another in the manifold grace of God. In other words, what God is saying to us, hey, you have something that everyone in this place needs. Hey, you have something that the one next to you needs. Whether you want to admit it or not, God called you, he chose you, he ordained you for such a time as now. You're not here by mistake or by accident. God purposed for you to be here today so you could hear what God has to say. God's saying to you and I today, he is not going to change his mind concerning you. Will you change your mind concerning him? Amen? Amen? In other words, what I'm doing is that, hey, I'm going to get steadfast. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord because my labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? It's not in vain. Amen? God needs your help. Greater Speed of Ministry needs your help. We need your help. Amen? You know how we reach this community? You know how we fill this building to overflow? You know how we send people out? By us all working together. You know, every time we come together in this house and we worship and praise the Lord, and you bring your measure of faith in here and someone gets healed, it goes on your account because part of that was part of your faith. Amen. Every time someone comes to Jesus, you're part of it. Amen. We're a team working together. If you were out by the door or you were cleaning the floor, it goes on your account because you did something for the kingdom of God. Amen. This is a family organization. God's all about family. Amen. And he loves every last one. And guess what? Guess what? Grace is abounding. I don't care what you've done, where you've been. God says today's a brand new day. Amen. Yesterday, behold, yesterday is gone. Behold, all things become new today. This is the day. This is the day that we choose. Amen. So in closing, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're getting ready to come to the table. We're getting ready to come to the table to partake of the broken body and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 21. He said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? In other words, what he is saying, it's all about our hearts. It's all about your heart. I'm telling you again, there's no one perfect in the room. We just serve a perfect God. He paid the perfect sacrifice for you and I. He says for you and I to cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. He says in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Understand with me that the Word of God says, for God so loved the world. When God loved the world, it wasn't the world, it was the people in the world. For God so loved you. For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of this world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. What is God saying to you and I today, simply in closing today? Number one is, where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? What are you putting first in your life? Secondly, are you troubled? Are you troubled? If you don't have peace in your heart, there's trouble there. God is the Prince of Peace. He's come to bring peace to troubled hearts. And it comes by trusting in him. He said, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path in all of our ways. Not just Sunday morning when we gather together, but 24/7. God wants you to know today that he loves you, that he has a plan in your life. And he's asking us, as he's saying to us today, as every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Bow your heads and let us pray.